Springfield's Talk 104.1. My name is Nick Reed, and it is Thursday, which means it's Author of the Week Day, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone. And I want to welcome author Jason Jimenez with us this morning. And the book is Hijacking Jesus, How Progressive Christians Are Remaking Him and Taking Over His Church. Jason is the founder and president of Stand Strong Ministries, faculty member at Summit Ministries, and a best-selling author, national speaker, specializing in biblical worldview training, family ministry, and church leadership. And there's a website, and I'll remind everyone at the end again in case you want to visit it, iwillstandstrong.org, and then standstrongministries.org as well. And now that we have all of that out of the way, of course, you've been the author of numerous books. What made you decide to write Hijacking Jesus?
Well, first, Nick, thank you for having me on, and it's a pleasure to be with you, and I thank you for just motivating people to, get Christian books, right, to help people become biblically literate and to sharpen their biblical worldview, which is precisely why I wrote the book. I mean, in all my travels engaging people, there's been a stirring up of deconversions, people who've walked away or no longer believe the quote-unquote, air quotes, traditional Christianity. What they mean by that is that what they've been taught about Jesus in the Bible, to believe that the Bible is the authority of God's word, that Jesus came to die on the cross for our sins, and that he rose again physically and literally. A lot of people who are professing to be these reinvigorated Christians or progressive Christians, they deny those teachings that are foundational to the historic Christian faith. And so the more that I was engaging older people and talking to younger people and grandkids and adult kids and teenagers, you're seeing this progressive ideology of Jesus, which has become a hijacking, and they're seeking out conservative Bible-believing schools and churches to indoctrinate them with what they believe to be the true Jesus. And that's why I wrote this book.
I think there are a lot of Christians who, when they hear the terminology hijacking Jesus, or they hear references to, maybe Jesus being invoked in a political context, they think that oftentimes individuals that maybe aren't even Christians, they will point to certain political issues and say, well, if Jesus were alive today, he would do this and he would do that. But in fact, in Hijacking Jesus and How Progressive Christians Are Remaking Him and Taking Over His Church, I don't know if the word is subtle. It's not as clear and obvious, I'd say, as I think a lot of people assume.
Yeah, so like my when you say the politicization, you're right in that, and that's where a lot of times I think people are fixated. And so what happens oftentimes is Christians see what they believe to be something that runs contrary, like a social justice movement, and they placate it with Jesus and put Jesus front and center. Jesus would have wore masks. Jesus would have done his booster shot. Jesus would be marching with BLM, that sort of thing, right? Well, that's more of the imagery of portraying Jesus as a woke, inclusive teacher, right? That he embraces all views, all sexuality, all lifestyles, that he did not come to condemn people in their sin, but he embraced people, with inclusivity, with love and peace and joy. Now, those are partial truths. What I show, the hijacking that goes way deeper than that, that actually leads to that type of announcement, is that they reject progressive Christianity, does not believe in the divinity of Jesus, that he is fully God. They do not believe in the virgin birth, his atonement, that he came and died on the cross for our sins. They don't believe in the second coming. And therefore, they don't believe in a literal physical resurrected body. Therefore, as a Christian, right, they don't believe that we will one day have full redemption and receive our resurrected bodies. And so when you look at the heart of that, Nick, what you have is you have a hijacking, because in place of that, they strip Jesus of his divinity and his miracles, right, and his purpose of coming into this world to die on the cross for our sins, to, to bring us from alienation to restoration. And instead, they mask Jesus into this liberator, into this crusader who is a socialist and all that kind of stuff. And more or less, that becomes a humanistic person that has been built in, basically publicized and politicized by people, by individuals. And that is a true hijacking that is taking place, not just in the political realm, but in the heart of churches now today. And my heart and passion and desire is not just to inform about this taking place, but to really help Christians truly know and be captured and captivated by the love and passion and forgiveness of Jesus that's illuminated in the authority of Scripture.
We are talking with Jason Jimenez, author of Hijacking Jesus, How Progressive Christians Are Remaking Him, Taking Over His Church. It's always struck me, even before I really began to get a better understanding as to this particular subject matter. There were certain churches that I'd say are a little more obvious in this category, and I saw it as very appealing to what I would call the instant gratification Christian, or maybe even the lazy. Like, all you have to do is be a good person. That's it. That's really all that there is. I mean, Jesus taught love and kindness. And as long as you are a, quote, good person, then you are fulfilling what it is you need to do in order to get into heaven. Is that an overly simplistic view of this?
I mean, it is, in a sense, that you're right, that that what's happening is the masses of individuals who have grown up in a very watered down, right, with no doctrine and with no foundational, historical, theological significance of Christianity, that's how they placate Christianity. It's just about moralism. And so, yes, to your point, Nick, what has happened, though, over time is that when you do have deeper thinkers, and this is what I charted back in the book, because this was important, making the distinction, obviously, for people to understand, here's what progressive Christianity affirms, and this is where they differ with biblical Christianity, right? And as I said, the hijacking is on the divinity of Jesus all the way to his second coming. But like you said, is one of the things that has taken place with this, like, hey, look, Jesus was a person of peace. Jesus didn't call people out of their sin. Jesus was not about, you know, these binary issues like you traditional Christians do with your rigid doctrine. Now, that's not just an oversimplification. What that is, that those are caricatures. That's a mischaracterization of not only Christianity, but first and foremost of Jesus. And so I think it is incumbent upon Christians, just like we see in the early church, is that we have to address those falsities. We have to address them pointedly with love, but we have to correct people with this radicalization of how they're painting Christianity. Because again, just as you know, when you build up a straw man of an argument and you can therefore easily tear it down, that doesn't prove anything. It doesn't even prove your point. And progressive Christians are very good at doing that. They build a straw man against traditional Christianity, they say. But when you really look at the heart of what they're doing, they're actually taking Jesus in Christianity historically out of its proper context. And so over time, people, when they become apathetic or they're not really challenging in their critical thinking skills are lacking, this is where they can become, you know, a victim, if you will, of a false gospel. And so my heart's desire is to really address that. So whether it's apathy or laxity or fear, we really need to draw attention to this, because as I talk about in the book, Nick, it has spiritual implications attached to it. Because if Jesus truly is just, like you said, you know, from the progressive model, he's just a socialist, he was just a liberator, he was just trying to reform Judaism or overtake Roman imperialism, but failed, and his disciples started a religion in honor of him. If that's all it is, then guess what? We're going to be dead in our sins. Yeah. And there's hell. There's eternal damnation. And so I love people enough to speak the truth in love to let them know who Jesus truly is.
I know that a lot of our audience, we have Christians and Christians that seek out the truth. We also have a significant number of those intellectually curious, and those two things together, I think, are completely and totally awesome. And so I know a lot listening right now, they may wonder, uh-oh, well, wait a minute. What if I'm in one of these churches? What if these are the messages that I'm hearing? And I'm sure there's not, you know, this official list where, oh, if you hear this, that's exactly what this means. But you mentioned straw man arguments and things that are probably effective oftentimes that progressives use. Are there any that you see that are real common, that if people are hearing these messages from the pulpit, that maybe they should look a little further into this and have a little bit of intellectual curiosity at play?
Oh, absolutely. And that's a great question. I'm glad you asked it because, yeah, at the heart of it, I get pastorally, you know, is to come alongside and let people say, you know, let people know, like, hey, when people say certain things that you that may draw you to question or make you feel a little uncomfortable, what are some of those? So this will help your audience, Nick. Number one, it's how they view truth. See, at the heart of progressive Christianity and a lot of liberal churches is they're postmodern, meaning, you know, that objective truths don't exist. And so your faith journey, what you believe about the Bible or other religions, and most of them are religious pluralists. So Jesus or Christianity is just one path of many. That's a red flag. They have to, so be careful if you're in a church that they're teaching that type of thing, like absolute truth are dogmatic. To say that Jesus is the only way, truth, and life, and no man comes to the Father except through him, if they deny that, that's heresy. That, you know, so be careful with that. Number two is their view of God. And most progressive Christians believe that the universe is God as God is in the universe. That's known as panentheism. Or they may take a deistic view that God created the universe, but he's not really involved in the affairs of the universe. Okay, that's very dangerous. If another area in the church, they're teaching that the Bible has been corrupted, and you really can't trust the inspiration or the or to buy into this infallibility, that writers hijacked it through the centuries to make Jesus more of a godlike character. If that church is teaching that or saying Jesus never called out these particular sins, and if you just look in Mark chapter 8 where Jesus clearly calls out sin that defiles a person, and yet they misinterpret that or say that's not the case, we are to take the Bible metaphorically, that is a major red flag. And then the last thing I'd say when it comes to Jesus, if like we were just talking earlier, if Jesus is more just a woke teacher, if he's just more of a liberator or a revolutionist, or another portrayal that progressive Christians have of Jesus is that he was a Jewish mystic. So they teach a lot of mysticism, and that's how they interpret the spiritual symbolism in the Bible. Those are all red flags, which ultimately then leads, and this is what predominantly a lot of people are facing today, is social gospel. And the social gospel is that humans are not born in sin. What we have to do is rid the world from oppressors, and we need to fight for unity. We need to fight peace and justice. Well, the question is, if there is no ultimate standard of justice, then who determines that? So if the church is about that, and they're not about that we've been that we fall short of the glory of God, and it's only through Jesus Christ that we can be redeemed, that is not only a red flag. I would tell those people to leave that church because they are teaching things that are not in support or that affirm the scriptures.
Well, and that leads to my next question, which you answered here, I suppose, to some degree, and that is people, they hear this, and maybe they've been going to a church, and that's the church that they know, and then they realize, I'm being misled here, but they feel lost. They have no idea where to go. What do you recommend?
Well, one, praise God for the work you're doing, because if they can trust the outlets that are in their community, where you guys are pointing them to the truth, then they can contact you guys if they find out that they're like in a woke church or they're an inclusive church or, you know, the church has the rainbow and they're making Jesus out to be, you know, someone other than being fully God and fully man. Number one is to know that leave the church. Now, I always recommend people that if it's that outright, then it's really not going to do any good for you to in love address it to the leaders, especially if they've publicized it over and over again, like many of the churches have done. And I reported on this. Matter of fact, probably a friend of your show, Elisa Childers, who's a friend of mine, she wrote another gospel. You know, she was in the music industry for years. And as she started growing her faith, she found that her and her family were actually attending a progressive church. And she was actually going through discipleship classes under this particular pastor. And there were a couple things that the pastor would say sometimes in passing, and it just didn't sit right. And then good for Elisa, she would actually go and look in scripture and figure out the truth, like Bereans in Acts 17:11. So if somebody finds themselves in that situation where they've done their research, they've looked at the word of God, and they see that this church that they were a part of for so long, where their kids have grown up in, maybe it's even, I talked to people, Nick, who go to a church where their school's attached to it. And they're kind of going with, you know, more white fragility or, you know, Jesus isn't the only way type thing. And they're trying to be all inclusive. I recommend that they actually find a mentor couple, somebody that they can trust, maybe, because here's what happens. Inevitably, they start looking back and saying, oh, that's when, let's say, the Rogers family left, or that's when the Smith family left. And then I encourage people to reach out to those previous members of the church and ask if you can come over or have coffee to really find out why they left and where they're at now. And that we're seeing that happening a lot when these takeovers have taken place, when people are kind of sabotaging these churches that once professed Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and then are now being dismissive of that and are advancing LGBT critical race theory issues, right? Making Jesus out to be a liberator rather than the Savior. And what's happening is a lot of them are turning to one another in their community and saying, show us the way. And you know what? That's very biblical. And that's what I encourage people. A Christian radio station, a great solid website, they can go to standstrongministries.org. They can email us through our website. We have a series of churches that we affirm that are Bible-believing churches that we support that can help them, you know, get plugged in. So those are ways that people can find answers if they find themselves in a progressive church.
And I would ask, finally, with our author of the week, Jason Jimenez, a lot of people that listen to this show, to this station, they have kids, they have grandkids, and they worry about them. I think that just because of different media outlets that young people are more in tune with, it makes them easier to connect to or target by progressive churches. And so their parents, grandparents, they don't really know how to communicate with them. Would you tell us about I Will Stand Strong, this movement that you launched back in 2018?
Yeah, that's a great point to kind of lead into as a call to action. If people find themselves in that situation, the I Will Stand Strong, I partnered with two Christian entrepreneurs who are heavily involved in kingdom building, and not just in the corporate world, but also in education and in churches, the Benham brothers, David and Jason Benham. And we partnered with YouVersion, and we created a 30-day challenge where we've had tens of thousands of young people in youth groups and college ministries go through together. And the idea, Nick, is to help, you know, and this is something that we've even used when someone comes and says, hey, you know, I'm struggling with my relationship with my son or my daughter. You know, they've gone to college, and you kind of hear that story, they deconverted from Christianity, they no longer believe. How do I engage them? We have a resource called Challenging Conversations that if they look me up, Jason Jimenez on Amazon, you can get that. That's a great book to help them dialogue and engage. But also, we've also recommended through the I Will Stand Strong movement for them to really consider doing that 30-day challenge with that grandchild or with that adult or teenage child. And it teaches them how to learn to love God, learn to depend on God's word, and also to live in community. And so it's been a helpful tool. Again, you were saying earlier, how to engage people even beyond a paper book, right? How do you reach them on social media? And the great thing with YouVersion, as we know, everyone pretty much has that app. You know, and you can access it right there on your phone, and you can go through the 30-day challenge that we do with I Will Stand Strong. And it's been a great tool to really not just get the conversation going with people who are struggling or doubting, but also to help people to grow stronger in their faith in general.
Well, I thank you so much for being with us for the book. Jason Jimenez, the book is, again, Hijacking Jesus, How Progressive Christians Are Remaking Him and Taking Over His Church, this book and all others that are sponsor, of course, for Author of the Week, ABC Books on North Glenstone. Springfield's Talk 104.1, I'm Nick Reed.